A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to Refuah Shlema, complete recovery for Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Zev Ben Chava Haramir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. There are two subjects I want to discuss on this week's program. First, Donald Trump and his administration are now issuing statements and have official policies that are more anti-Israel than even Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama's administration, of course, was very anti-Israel. Obama is a Muslim Jew hater. Trump's administration and his State Department are more anti-Israel now than what we saw under Obama. And any Jew who continues to support Trump after knowing this is a traitor, is a self-hating Jew and a traitor. And the second subject that we want to discuss involves Bibi Netanyahu deciding to remove even metal detectors from the Temple Mount, from Har Habayit, in a complete cave-in to Islamic terrorism. And now, even 77% of the Israeli public, according to the latest poll, 77% say that Bibi gives in to Islamic terrorism. Let's start off with the second subject first, with Bibi Netanyahu and the metal detectors. Islamic terrorists murdered two Israeli policemen on the Temple Mount. They weren't even Jewish policemen, because the evil Israeli police hire Arabs and Jew haters and Muslims to be police officers. And these two happened to be Druze, Arab Druze police officers. And they were shot to death, they were murdered in cold blood on the Temple Mount. The Temple Mount, of course, is the place where Beit HaMikdash, where the Holy Temple was. It's the holiest place in the world. Why is the Temple Mount so significant? Because the Temple Mount and Beit HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, is the place where God communicated with human beings, where there was prophecy. We won't have prophecy again. We won't have the restoration of prophecy again until the Temple Mount is rebuilt, until we return to the Temple Mount. And so this is essential. When we had the Holy Temple there, people who went there had a prophetic experience, had such an uplifting spiritual experience. Huge numbers of Jews walked away prophesizing, becoming prophets. And the experience was something like that they could never compare to anything in this world. It is the connection, the Temple Mount, that area is so sacred. It is the connection between the spiritual world of God and the physical world that we live in. It's the connecting place. It's the gate to heaven, the gate to the spiritual world. If Israel does not control the Temple Mount, and Israel doesn't want control of the Temple Mount, then Israel will not have the right to control anything. Anything. Not Tel Aviv, not anything. If we don't have a right to the Temple Mount, then we have a right to nothing. And Bibi Netanyahu is surrendering all of our rights there, as successive Israeli governments have done. Here's the situation of the Temple Mount. Temple Mount, by the way, the only thing we have there is the Western Wall, HaKotel HaMaravi, a wall which is just far away from the Temple Mount, and all the way on the side, so we're relegated to the most humiliating, faraway spot, and the Arab Muslim Nazis who want to destroy us are given two giant Nazi mosques where they can preach Islam and preach the destruction of the Jewish people and lie and preach Nazi hatred and incitement day and night. That's what we have on the Temple Mount, a disgraceful, horrific, evil, monstrous situation. Now, let's understand something here. Jews are not allowed to pray on the Temple Mount, the holiest spot in the world for the Jewish people and for the world, the holiest spot on this planet, and Jews are not allowed to pray there. If a Jew goes up there and tries to recite prayers, he's arrested. He's arrested and beaten by the police. Muslims are given complete control of everything. Muslims from what's called the Waqf, which is a Nazi Muslim authority up there, they're given complete control of everything. And Jews are not even allowed to recite a prayer up there. Generally speaking, Jews are not even allowed to go up there, even to look, even to tour or walk. They're not allowed to do that, and they're certainly not allowed to pray there. This is the type of anti-Semitic policy that Jewish Israeli governments have imposed upon the people of Israel since the Temple Mount and Jerusalem were liberated in the 1967 Six-Day War. I mean, what self-hatred, what vile behavior. It started with Moshe Dayan, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, who went up to the Temple Mount in the 1967 war. Right after the Six-Day War, the Waqf, the Arab Waqf, was so afraid of the Jews. The Muslims were so terrified of the Jews. We won such a spectacular victory in 1967. In 6 days, tiny little Israel, outnumbered 100-1, beat the living daylights out of the whole Arab world. The whole Arab world. All these Arab countries marched on little Israel, promising to push the Jews into the sea, promising in the UN that they were going to exterminate every last Jew. And little Israel, outnumbered 100-1, beat them in 6 days, and Israel quadrupled in size in just 6 days. Can you imagine a country being four times its original size in just a six-day war as a result of a six-day war? When that country is outnumbered 100-1, Hollywood couldn't invent a scenario like this. This was the most spectacular, breathtaking, miraculous victory that we've seen since biblical times. Thousands of years, the world has not witnessed a miracle like this. And so the Muslims were terrified of the Jews. And the Waqf immediately came and said, here are the keys to the Temple Mount, here. The Waqf is the Muslim authority that was controlling the Temple Mount. The bunch of Nazis who were calling for the extermination of the Jews, who were praising Adolf Hitler and the Holocaust and saying all Jews have to be exterminated, right up until the 1967 war they were doing this. When Israel conquered Jerusalem and liberated the Temple Mount, the Waqf was so scared, they immediately handed over the keys to the Israeli authorities and said, here, you're in control now. And Moshe Dayan, who became the defense minister of Israel, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, a monstrously evil piece of subhuman garbage, Moshe Dayan immediately handed over the keys back to the Waqf and said, no, you're in charge, you're in control, we're letting you continue to control the Temple Mount. We'll let you continue to control Har HaBayit. We'll let you continue to preach your Islamic Nazism from these two hideous mosques that you built on the holiest spot in the world for the Jewish people. And ever since 1967, that's been the policy of successive Israeli governments. I mean, what self-hatred? What evil behavior? I mean, where do you get a people so self-hating, so sick, that they want to hand over their holiest sites to their most vicious enemies and don't allow their fellow Jews to even recite prayers there, don't allow their fellow Jews any rights? I mean, even members of the Knesset, even members of the Israeli parliament are not allowed to go up there and pray. Moshe Feiglin, who was a member of the Knesset from the Zehut party, he was banned from going there. He insisted upon going up there. And he's the one person who really, really was loyal to the Temple Mount throughout the past few years and all of the struggles we've had here. He was really loyal, and we support him. By the way, we're going to support Moshe Feiglin. We do support him and the Zehut party in the upcoming Knesset elections. Whenever those Knesset elections will be held, we support him. But anyway, even Knesset members, even members of the cabinet, are not allowed to go up and pray on the Temple Mount. If you're Jewish, you're not allowed. Only Muslims are allowed. Only Muslims are allowed to go up on the holiest site in the world for the Jewish people. Islam is the supreme sovereign religion in the holiest spot in the world, in Jerusalem, the most important spot in the world. And Jews, a Jewish army and Jewish police and a Jewish government, are the ones who are doing this, who are handing this over to the Islamic terrorists, Nazi mass murderers. I mean, where do you get such sick, self-hating, Judenrat capo behavior? It's just so sick. And this is the Likud government doing this. This is not the open left. This is the Likud, the phony right government's doing this. The left did it too. But the Likud, they've been even worse than the open left. Now, the Muslims are not happy. This is not enough for the Muslims. They're not satisfied with that. They went and murdered two Israeli Arab Druze policemen. They weren't even Jewish policemen, but they were Israeli policemen. And so they murdered two policemen there about 10 days ago. Murdered them in cold blood. And then they went into a community, Neve Tzuf, a beautiful Jewish community, broke into a house on Shabbat, on the Jewish Sabbath, when a family was celebrating the Sabbath, and slaughtered three innocent Jews, three innocent Jewish people, and severely injured a fourth, by stabbing them. Stabbed to death three innocent Jews. So they've been using this to murder Jews and slaughter Jews. So finally the Israeli government said, okay, because you're smuggling weapons into the Temple Mount, because they were smuggling weapons in there. Because you're smuggling weapons in there, what we're going to do is we're going to put metal detectors there to make sure that the police can detect if you're smuggling weapons in there. If you're going to try to sneak weapons in, we're going to put metal detectors there to prevent you from smuggling weapons in. I mean, you have metal detectors everywhere. Metal detectors are placed everywhere nowadays. Certainly in a place like that, where just several days earlier, two policemen were butchered in cold blood. And then 2 days before that, three members of a Jewish family were butchered in cold blood. And the Muslim terrorists openly proclaiming that they're going to wage jihad and they're going to slaughter Jews there. Openly saying so. And have committed dozens of acts of violence from there. Openly. And they preach violence from there. So the Israeli government said, we're going to put metal detectors there. You have to go through a metal detector now to make sure. If you're a Muslim, you can go up and pray there. A Jew is not allowed to go up and pray there. Non-Muslims are not allowed to go up and pray there. Only Muslims are allowed to go up and pray there. This is the Jewish government of Israel saying this. But if you want to go up and pray there, we just want to make sure you don't have any weapons on you because people have been murdered. Because in the past week, they said you murdered two police, you murdered three members of a family, and you've been and the leaders there have been praising, the religious, so-called religious leaders there have been praising the murders. So instead of slaughtering all the filthy Arab terrorists there, because the place is infested with Muslim terrorists, instead of slaughtering the Muslim terrorists, which is what they should do, and slaughtering all the animals who have been inciting this murder, because all of them should be put to death. Anyone who has Jewish blood on their hands or who incited the murder of Jews should themselves be killed immediately. Immediately should be killed. And if we had a real Jewish government, they would be killed immediately, because they're mass murderers and terrorists. And terrorists and mass murderers should be killed. Terrorists and mass murderers should get the death penalty. But instead of doing that, they said, we're going to put a metal detector here. We're going to be good little Jew boys and put a little metal detector, and you have to go through the metal detector. That was Netanyahu's big response. And so the Muslims said, metal detector? What? How dare you? You can't check us if we want to bring weapons up there to murder Jews. You have to allow us to. You're not allowed to put metal detectors there. So they were hysterical over this. Donald Trump and his administration condemned putting metal detectors there. And the whole Muslim world was in an uproar. How dare you try to put metal detectors there? King Abdullah, the Nazi king of Jordan, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, he demanded that the metal detectors be removed. So what does Netanyahu do? He removed even the metal detectors. Even that's too much for Netanyahu to stay firm on. He removed even the metal detectors. He gave in right away and removed the metal detectors. And by the way, he said, well, the Israeli police recommended that we remove it. The Shabak, which is the Israeli equivalent to the FBI, which is really the equivalent to the KGB, they recommended we remove it. And by the way, that's true. The police and the Shabak did recommend the metal detectors be removed because they're left-wing, self-hating cowards too. The Shabak and the police in Israel are corrupt, left-wing, self-hating cowards. Always have been, and unless we have a true Jewish prime minister, always will be. And so even the metal detectors are too much. So this is, the Israeli public saw this, and finally 77% in the poll taken by Channel 2 News. Channel 2 is the biggest, it's called Arutz 2, Channel 2, which is the biggest television station in Israel, a poll taken by them asked, is Bibi Netanyahu caving in to Arab terrorism, to Muslim terrorism? Is Bibi Netanyahu caving in? 77% of Israelis, that's a huge figure, more than three-fourths, 77% of Israelis said, yes, he's caving in. And by the way, when they say Israelis, that's not just Jewish Israelis. That's including Arabs and others. 77% said he's caving in. 77%. That's the big, tough right-winger from the Likud. He's a coward and a fraud and a liar and a traitor and the most evil piece of garbage. And he's worse than the left. Worse than the left. He winds up doing things that the left could never get away with doing. The phony right could get away with doing things that the left could never get away with doing. That's what we see also with Trump. That in the end, the phony right can do more damage than the left in many cases. So that's where we stand. And you know, the vast majority of the Israeli public is not happy. They just announced that they're putting the soldier that's been on trial, they're putting him in prison now. They want to put him in prison for murdering, for killing an Arab terrorist. An armed Arab terrorist. He shot the armed Arab terrorist to death. And he's being put in prison for that. You're not allowed to kill Arab terrorists. And the vast majority of the Israeli public does not agree with that. They properly think that this Israeli soldier acted appropriately. And that you should kill Arab terrorists. So we have a disconnect between where most Israeli Jews are and where the Israeli leadership is. Now, here's the disgraceful, shameful thing. Israelis, according to the polls, are still going to vote for Netanyahu and still vote for the Likud, even though they think he caved in, even though they think he's wrong, even though they don't like what he's doing. They're still going to vote for him. Because they think there's no alternative. They think it's Netanyahu versus the left. And they think, for some reason, the left is even worse than Netanyahu, which isn't true. There's no difference. In fact, in many cases, again, Netanyahu in many cases is worse than the left because he could get away with things that the left could never get away with doing. So, this is where we stand unless we give an alternative to the people of Israel. They know something's wrong. They don't like what's going on. But there's no alternative out there for them, and we haven't been able to reach enough of them. We're trying to reach them. We have an advertising campaign. We have videos in Hebrew where we're reaching them. We've reached, by the way, with the latest advertising campaign, the latest wave, we reached 137,000 views. We got 137,000 views in a country of 6 million Israeli Jews. Now, that isn't anywhere near enough. Not just because 137,000 out of 6 million isn't enough, not just that, even qualitatively it's not enough. Because we have very short Hebrew videos. And if somebody watches a 3 or 4 minute video, is that going to change their whole life perspective and say, oh yes, now I'm leaving the Likud, now I'm going to join your group. I'm going to join you. You're against the establishment. You're on the outside. You're on the outs with everybody. And I'm going to join you because I saw a 3 minute video. I'm going to change everything I believe my whole life and just join you now. You know, you can't just letting them see this once. In most cases, that's not going to happen. They're not going to. Even if they say a lot of, as many of them are commenting, if you look at YouTube and Facebook and elsewhere where people see our videos, many of them agree with it, with what we're saying. But they're not going to change their whole life belief system because they saw a 3 or 4 or 5 or even 10 minute video from JTF. In most cases, they're not going to do that. Some people amazingly do. Some people say, oh, this just changed my life when I saw your videos. But that's, most people are not like that. We got to reach them again and again, and we got to reach larger numbers. That's the job we got to do. Are we reaching enough to make the historic difference we want to make? Of course not. We're not reaching enough. We're reaching people, and it's important. It's important that at least someone is telling the truth. At least someone's getting through to them. At least someone is out there holding these political whores accountable in Israel. And that's very important. Thank God, Baruch Hashem, that at least we're doing that. If we weren't doing that, nobody speaks like us. Nobody. We support Moshe Feiglin, but he doesn't dare say the things we say. He wouldn't be allowed to run for the Knesset if he did. So, we're doing something that no one else will do, and it's essential. And if you agree that we should be reaching more people with this message, we've got to reach more people. Far more people. If you agree, then help us. It's every time you help us reach more people with the truth. When will that ultimately make the difference we want? I don't know. I don't know how many people you have to reach with the message to make the difference. I just know that we're telling the truth. I know that a lot of Israelis agree with what we're saying. And I know that it's important that somebody really tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And JTF is the one group that's doing that. That is very important. And so when you support us, in my opinion, this is the best group, the most important group you can support. This is it. This is the challenge of our generation, reaching people with this truth. I believe that that's true. Now, in the United States, we have Donald Trump and his administration. Donald Trump and his administration are now pursuing and enacting and speaking about Israel in a way that is worse than Barack Hussein Obama and his administration. As bad as Obama was, and Obama was terrible, Trump is actually saying things that are worse. Trump now says that Israeli settlements, in other words, Jews living in their own land, is responsible for Arab terrorism. The Jews are guilty because they live in their own land and they have settlements. The Jews are the guilty ones. And so he blames Israel and the Jews for the terrorism. Now, I heard a couple of people said to me, well, Israel is responsible for terrorism because of their weak policies. That's not what Trump is saying. Trump's saying the opposite. He's saying Israel should be even weaker. He's saying the reason there's Muslim terrorism is because Israel is even weaker. And unless Israel gives in completely, Israel should be held responsible for the terrorism. Israel's the one who's murdering all of these people. He's blaming Israel because he's saying that Jews are not allowed to live in their own land. I mean, it doesn't get more anti-Semitic or anti-Israel than that. That is anti-Semitic and anti-Israel to the core. He wants Israel to be even weaker and wants Israel to commit suicide. He pressured Israel on the settlements worse than Obama did. He pressured Netanyahu openly in their joint press conference. Obama never did that. Even Obama didn't do that. He has been openly, brutally pressuring Israel not to build anything. And Netanyahu, of course, has immediately caved in because Netanyahu always caves in because Netanyahu is a coward and a fraud and evil. But Trump is pressuring him. And Trump is openly telling him you can't build the settlements. I mean, Trump is doing tremendous damage. And Trump even goes further than that. Trump is praising the PLO Fatah terrorists like Abu Mazen Mahmoud, who sometimes calls himself Mahmoud Abbas, sometimes calls himself Abu Mazen. The PLO Fatah terrorists who have murdered thousands of innocent Jews is being praised now by the Trump administration. The Trump administration praises them and says, they're not inciting the terrorism. No, 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 it's Israel that's inciting the terrorism. The PLO Fatah terrorists inciting the terrorism, they are the terrorists, and Trump is praising them. He praises the PLO terrorists and praises the Arab murderers and says the Jews are guilty. The Jews are the guilty ones because they want to live in their own land. They have settlements. They want to live in their own biblical homeland. Even though the Arabs, by the way, have more than 600 times the land that the Jews have, but in the tiny little piece of land that the Jews have that God gave to the Jewish people, the Jews are not allowed to live there. All of that should be given to the Arabs. And the Arab terrorists are right. The Trump administration is in effect saying the Arab terrorists are right for murdering Jews because how dare the Jews try to live in their own homeland? They should be murdered. The Jews should be murdered if they want to live in their own homeland. That's what the Trump administration is saying. They're praising the PLO terrorists who slaughter Jews, and they're saying it's Israeli settlements, and meaning it's Jews living in their own land. That's what's responsible for the murder, so the Jews deserve what they're getting. This is worse than Obama, even. Worse than Obama. We told you Netanyahu was terrible. We told you when he was running in the campaign, we warned all these years, we warned that Netanyahu was terrible and the Likud are terrible. We warned you. And we told you that Donald Trump would be terrible. When everybody was saying he has a Jewish son-in-law, his daughter converted to Judaism, all phony, everything was phony, everything was a bluff like everything Trump does. We warned you all of this was going to happen. By the way, all the stupid, idiotic Trumpsters. His healthcare thing now is, the reason his healthcare thing failed, the reason Trump care didn't pass is because of Donald Trump. There was a majority in favor of repealing Obamacare, of a clean repeal. They voted for a clean repeal every year for 7 years when Obama was in the White House. 7 years they voted for a clean repeal. How come the same Republican majority voted for a clean repeal and all of a sudden that majority collapsed and they couldn't get it through this time? The reason they couldn't get it through is because Donald Trump created a scenario where the vast majority of the American people who were against Obamacare now support Obamacare. Trump made so many insane, absurd statements, being the he's really psychotic. He made so many absurd, insane statements that he convinced the American people, according to the latest polls, for the first time, most Americans support Obamacare. They never did. When Obama was president, they didn't. This was one of the unpopular aspects of Obama's presidency. This was very unpopular. Trump managed to make Obamacare popular. Trump is managing to make Obama popular. He's such a terrible, chaotic president, he's managing to make Obama popular. He's doing for the left things that the left could never do for themselves. For instance, the House passed a so-called repeal of Obamacare, repeal and replace, and it was a terrible bill. But they passed repeal and replace, and Trump threatened every congressman. He said, if you don't vote for this, I'm going to primary you. I'm going to run people in the primary against you. I'm going to raise money against you. He threatened them. He called them up. He threatened them, and he tweeted against them. He pressured and blackmailed and threatened every Republican member of Congress and demanded that they vote for this bill in the House. And the House passed it by 4 votes. Very close. They passed it by just 4 votes. 1 week after he demanded that they vote for this bill, after he threatened that he would go against them and primary them if they didn't vote for this bill, 1 week later he told the senators and told the world that the bill, the House bill that he demanded they vote for, is mean. He said, it's a mean bill. I hope you change it because it's very mean. What does mean mean? What does he mean when he says it's a mean bill? He's saying that the government should be spending even more money and have more regulation and more government control. And that's what you're going to have in the end. That's what Trump is bringing to this country in the end. He's such a disaster. He's such a bluff on every issue. What a bluff. What a phony. And you know, the Russia investigation is fake news. The Russian government bought a president? That's fake news? That's fake news? I mean, they bought him. Why do you think he's so anxious not to let anybody see his tax returns? Why do you think he's so anxious? They threatened Comey and threatened Mueller, the guy who's the special counsel, threatened him, don't look into my financial dealings or that of my family. That you can't look into. Why? Because the Russians Russians bought these people. They're in hock to the Russians. Of course that's why. I mean, there's no question that on every issue he's caving into Russia. And then they'll say, well, what about Hillary Clinton? Didn't she also deal with Russia? Yes! She was a traitor too. Absolutely. So in other words, the argument of the Trumpsters, look how retarded these people are. The argument of the Trumpsters is, even if Trump is a traitor on Russia, Hillary was also a traitor. So how dare you go against Trump? That's the argument? What type of argument is that? We could have had Ted Cruz. He's not a traitor on Russia. He didn't do these things. He was an honest person. He was a decent, principled, honest, true conservative. You could have had him. You didn't want him. You wanted the orange Mussolini. You wanted the orange clown, the orange buffoon. You wanted the guy who sadistically enjoyed saying you're fired on his television program. That's who you wanted. Oh, he treated you like trailer trash, like imbeciles, and you proved him right by voting for him. You proved him right. He thinks all of you are losers. He laughs at all of you. He said Mitt Romney was a loser because he said Mitt Romney's only worth $200 million. He's only worth $200 million. He's a loser. You remember that? He's only worth $200 million, he's a loser. So those of you who are worth much less than $200 million, which I assume is most of our audience, can you imagine what losers he thinks you are? When will people wake up? JTF was right from the start. You'll get nothing good out of Netanyahu, you'll get nothing good out of Trump. It's going to be disastrous as long as they're in office and as long as they're in power. We have to be there to tell the truth. If we work together as a team, we can still make this a better world. Join with us, help us financially so we can reach more people in Israel. Let's work together. Let's fight for the truth. This is Chaim Ben Pesach for JTF. Until next week, Shalom.